A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel reading is an interesting convergence of the number 5. On the 5th day of the 5th month, in the 5th week of Easter, we will reflect upon the 5th verse of John 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Did you ever have the childhood experience of friends trying out cigarettes? When I was an adolescent, the interest at school was smoking grapevine branches. Unfortunately, I didn't know where to get any. I tried a few branches lying around in the yard, but they didn't work very well. That's because the dry grapevine branches were great for smoking because the inside is a bit spongy or like a filter, and the air easily passes through it. I felt that I had hit pay dirt when I discovered catawba beans at my grandparents' house in another town. The bean is about 8 to 10 inches long and has a similar consistency as the grapevine. It was perfect. And, of course, it was much bigger, too, and impressive. A few years ago, I happened to discover that we have a catawba tree on our monastery property. But now that I'm a cloistered nun, the thrill of smoking it has disappeared with my childhood. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. I learned from this smoking experience that the branch from a grapevine, as I said, is not solid like a tree or a shrub branch. It does not have a dense structure within it, but is porous. Perhaps this is what Jesus is trying to teach his disciples today. Be porous. Be open to the breath of the Holy Spirit flowing through you. In the same way, the inner life of the disciple of Jesus is open and expansive. It is God-centered and relaxed because it has nothing to fear with God the Father as its center and ground of being. The Christian soul is not to be constricted and self-oriented, but as open and generous and as universal as the Creator himself. Jesus tells us at the end of the passage that the Father is glorified when we bear much fruit and become Jesus' disciples. In order to glorify the Father constantly, we need to continually bear fruit. This is an ongoing, never-ending process. We can always bear more fruit or achieve greater discipleship in this life. I am the vine. You are the branches. Another image to show the relationship of the vine and branches is English ivy, or a flowering vine like the morning glory. If you look closely at these vines, they have little fingers or tendrils that ever so slowly move outward, stretching to find something to catch hold of. In this way, the vine spreads and gradually covers a wall or fence. As branches on the vine of Christ, our mission is always to witness to Christ and his love, to be on the lookout for someone who might need a divine lift. One by one, person to person, we touch others and attract them to Christ. In seeing the peace and love Christians possess, other people want to be a part of this new life. Person to person, one by one, the vine grows and covers the earth. A final way to explain the vine and branches parable of Jesus for those who have never seen a grapevine is one that's much closer to home. It's our own blood vessels. Like the porous branches, we want our blood vessels to be firm yet open. There's to be no cholesterol clogging them, no hindrance to the flow of life-giving blood to every part of our physical body. Whether the blood vessel is an artery connected to the heart, or a vein in our arm or leg, or maybe just a minute capillary hidden at the tip of our big toe, they're all important, and each one has its specific function. In the same way, then, each Christian must be firm, yet open to the Holy Spirit. The divine oxygen needs to flow through us and in us and continually bring new life to others and ourselves in the body of Christ. As we continue our Easter celebration and begin a new month and time, let us rededicate ourselves to being firmly rooted in the vine that is Christ, yet porous branches feeling and reaching out and spreading the Word of God to all with whom we come in contact. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing.